Really pleased to say that we're joined by Nee Aquith Parks, who's been in charge of the literature strand of the festival. Welcome to Radio Reverb.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
It's been a really strong programme of literature. A lot of it is well influenced by Rokia Traore and her themes, obviously, of storytelling,
of course,
migration.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, the themes were very strong and offered a lot of options. And then after that, it's just about creating conversations, which I love. And that's what I've tried to do. And I'm pretty glad. It's my first year doing it.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So it's been great working with the team for the first time. And I've loved every moment. I've had one disappointment, which was the Writers at Risk Gallery.
So the Writers at Risk Gallery was scheduled at the start of the festival to run through the festival.
Yes.
And it was going to be an exhibition of, obviously, as it says, Writers at Risk.
Yes.
And I popped down when the festival opened and
yes.
There was somebody sitting outside the founders room where it was supposed to be. I said, where's the Writers at Risk gone? And they said,
Yeah, it looks like the risk was very high.
What happened? That's what I thought.
We did have some jokes around that.
What happened?
So essentially, it's one of those things. It's, you know, you have these grand ideas. I've always been conscious of the fact that there are writers who can't make it to festivals because they're either imprisoned, house arrest, they're under threat, they can move, but if they're seen, something might happen to them. And so I thought we should have something to showcase those writers so people are aware that writing is not one of these easy games that you just kind of get into, because sometimes in certain countries there are consequences. The unfortunate thing was, by the time I joined the program, we didn't have a budget for it, so I had to rely to some degree on the publishers to provide the boards which had the writers' pictures and the covers of their books. And most of the publishers were, we'll do that, we'll send it off. But of course, you know, every publicist is handling tens of writers.
Yeah.
So the day comes and I'm like, where are my boards? And and so we only had them from Academic Press in the US and Granter in the UK. So we had four measly boards, and it just could not carry the name exhibition very well.
Yeah. So if you're looking for that, and you saw it in the programme, you were looking for it, that's the explanation.
Yes,
but we'll be back
next year with it.
Great.
Certainly.
So how do you work on pairing the different authors? Because when you look at it, it's in conversation with. I mean, how does that work? Is it the people that come along themselves that say, can I be talking to? Or do you suggest people?
Well, I mean, I start with themes. So, for instance, when I look at something like Candice Carter-Williams and Zawi Ashton, which we had last week in conversation, the theme was shapeshifters. And so we were talking about, one of Rocker's themes was about stories being told from different perspectives. And I thought it was important to sort of highlight the fact that there are several people in this country, especially minorities, who have to inhabit different roles. And they inhabit a different role at home, a different role at school, a different role at work. And they're always going through these. I mean, everybody does it to some degree. It's just that it's extreme for minorities. So I sort of looked at the books that had themes similar to that. And Candice Carter-Williams' heroine in her book, Queenie, is a shapeshifter. She's completely different at home, completely different with her grandparents, completely different with each of her friends. And with Zawi, she's an actress, and she's written this sort of fictionalized nonfiction book about being an actress since the age of six, where, you know, you have to kind of figure out what is the mental stress of having to inhabit these characters all the time. And so that felt like, even though they were completely different works on one level, they're very similar on another level. So I thought that would be a great conversation. So that's really where it tends to come from. It comes from, you know, the theme first, and then which books would fit in.
So we're looking forward to the end of the festival. Well, I say we're looking forward to the end of the festival. We're not looking forward to it. We are looking towards the end.
We're always
sad when it finishes. It's a really action-packed week. There is loads of stuff happening. Can you take us forward to what's happening over this, some of your highlights?
Yes, certainly. I mean, for books and talks, literature, we had most of our stuff at the top.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, we're quite light at the end. So I can actually talk about all of them.
Please do.
So we have Luke Wright coming on Thursday. He's doing his new one-man show called Poet Laureate. And again, to fit in with the theme of dreams, every poet's dream in the UK is to be the Poet Laureate and get some booze from the Queen.
Bad luck, Luke. You didn't get it this time around.
Know, so
10 years' time, maybe.
This is his bid. And it's a wonderful one-man show. Then we have Peter Sellers in conversation with Raka Traore. So that's, you know, the kind of festival guest director in conversation with one of her mentors, collaborators. We have Margaret Busby with New Daughters of Africa, which is a brand new anthology showcasing writers of African descent around the world. There was one about 20 years ago, but I don't want to say I'm that old. Anyway, which showcased writers from kind of antiquity to the present day at that time. Now it's more focused on new writers and emerging writers. We have Gautam Malkani and Michael Donkor, and they're in conversation with Acts of Care, where we're looking at people, the lives of people in fiction who have had to give care to people. So Gautam Malkani's hero has his mother to look after, and he has to pretend things are okay when he's at school and stuff like that. And in Michael Donker's Hold, there's house help that's been brought in from another country, and she finds herself having to be emotional support for the child in the family. So these are like really, and then at the end we have Safe. Derek Owusu has compiled this anthology of black men talking about mental health, sexuality, etc., which I think actually goes really well with one of the programs in the I think dance program, Papi Show. I think the two of them go great together. And you can go for the matinee for Papi Show and then go to Safe later.
And this is his quiet week, Melita.
This is my quiet week. It is.
But there have been some really big themes in this year's festival. Some themes that run very deep.
And
obviously the literature program is no exception. You've taken those themes on board.
Absolutely. And then there were some things that were pure serendipity. We wanted to do a tribute to Maya Angelou at the beginning of our sort of program. So we did Cage Birds Do, which again is to do with dreams and you know, overcoming. But her famous poem Still I Rise is inspired something from the dance program. We've had elements from Porgy and Bess in the classical music, because Maya Angelou played in Porgy and Bess before she became a famous writer. So I mean, there was a serendipity about it that was just wonderful, and these are the things that I love: conversations, things that just happen and then pop. Everyone's having a laugh.
Well, there was one thing I said to Melita previously during this festival is, more than any other festival, I've noticed the connections that are there. Some of them are, you know, there's obvious, there's a discussion on migration, there's discussion on feeling the outsider as well. But others seem to be pulling together different artists and different people into collaborations. And I mean, it was at Jamal's piece at Seances. And I'm trying to remember who the author was.
Susan Butler.
Thank you very much.
Who was on my program as well.
And they connected through that. So these connections that are happening across the festival, it's fascinating.
And we hope there'll be more of that. As I said, I'm brand new here, but it's a wonderful team and I love working with everybody at the festival and Dome. So I'm really looking forward to next year already.
Well,
so let's all be excited.
Get this week out of the way first, eh?
So,
Nia Aquith Potts, congratulations on your first year programming the Brighton Festival Literature Programme. It's a big gin and tonic for you, I'm sure, when it finishes.
Absolutely. I think I'm going to get my voice back first, but I can use that as an excuse for rum. So.
Yes, go for it. Nia Aquith Potts and the Brighton Festival Literature Programme. All those events taking place, obviously, you can find them in the Brighton Festival Programme. Pick up a programme or go to the Brighton Festival website, brightonfestival.org. Thank you very much for joining us on Radio Reverb. We'll see you again next year.
Thank you.
We will have you back. You're listening to the Brighton Festival show on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM, DAB, and online with myself, Rebecca Sandals, and Melita Dennett.